Thank you very much, and thanks for the opportunity to discuss the topic of Birchas HaGomel, which raises many, many questions. Lemasa, when one benches Gomel, whether the children bench Gomel, whether one benches Gomel for Nisan, which happened to children, whether one benches Gomel after plane flights, how ill does the person have to be in order to bench Gomel afterward? We'll begin with the person Bechoyd Achsanya. The Gemara says, Rashi in this week's parasha quotes that when Moshe Rabbeinu was on his way down to Mitzrayim, so he was in Sakonis Nefoshes because he hadn't done the Bris Milah on the sun. So the Rashi says that, Rashi points out that why was Moshe Rabbeinu taking the task? It would have been a Sakona to do a Bris on his son. So Rashi says that he was only taking the task in his Asik Memolin Tchila. That when he got close to Mitzrayim, so then he could have done the Bris. It would not have been a Sakona because he was close enough to Mitzrayim. It would have been a short trip. It wouldn't have delayed the Geula. However, apparently because he had packed first and settled his wife in the motel, for that he was taking the task of Chayav Misa. So I often thought that the Pshan Rashi, this is really the source for Kol Yom Rishon. Because what Rashi is pointing out is that Moshe Rabbeinu was justified in postponing the Bris Milah. It was a sakona to the Bris Milah earlier. On the other hand, once he got to the hotel and it was time for him to, he could do the Bris. So the question is, does he do the Bris right away before he unpacks, or does he unpack first? So I thought the difference is the following. There are many, many times in life when a person is under great constraints, is not able to do all the things they want to do. A person would love to learn all the time. We, Baruch Hashem, have to earn a parnasa, so we can't learn every single day with the same strength that we'd want to learn. What determines a person's dedication to learning? Sunday morning. This is when, if Sunday morning a person comes to learn, that means that he was upset the rest of the week when he couldn't learn. So that's what the Chazal is saying. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Bris Milah, so if on his way down, if it was uppermost in his mind, if every single step of the way he was upset, and wished his child would have a Bris Milah, and it bothered him all the way down, so the first thing he does when he has a chance to rest, he does the Bris Milah. On the other hand, if a person can't do a mitzvah and gets used to not doing the mitzvah, so then, once the opportunity comes, so that isn't the first thing that's on one's mind. First one unpacks first. So those few minutes determine the aggravation that a person has in not being able to do the mitzvah, but that's melamed al kulo. So a person that comes to learn Sunday morning is melamed al kulo. That indicates the excitement that a person has to learn at all times. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu will take that into account and give us chus in much greater measure than the actual learning time itself. Gemara says in Brachos Nedalim Beis, Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav Arba Tzvichin Lahodos, there are four who have to give Hodah to Kodesh Baruch Hu. There are those who travel overseas, Yerda Yom Holchim Midboros, there are those who travel across deserts, Misha Yecholim in Esrapid, there's a person who was ill and got better, Misha Yechovosh Veveisa Asur, a person who was in prison and was able to become free from being in prison. There is a mnemonic device which comes from the Rishonim. The Torah begins, the Siman Reisha test begins the discussion of Birchas HaGomel. The famous mnemonic device of Achol HaChayim, Yuducha Sel, in the middle of our Birchas HaGomel, we say, all those who are alive give Haidah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Torah quotes, Achol HaChayim, the Ches is Chola, the Yud is Yam, the next Yud is Yisurin, a person who was sick and got better, and Mem is Midbar. B'chol l'chaim yiducha selah, these are the Arba Tzvichan Lodos who have to give Hoidah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The source of giving Hoidah is, of course, the Korban Todah. But the Gemara records in the Dalamud Beis that Chazal learned from David HaMelech. The David HaMelech in Tehillim Kuf Zayin described four frightening events, and he describes them with great beauty and great detail, and each one of them comes to a point where they have pachad, that they may lose everything, lose their lives, and each one of them comes to cry to Kadosh Baruch Hu v'yitzaku al Hashem batzar lehem u'mitzukoseihem yoytzeihem. So after each, and then David HaMelech records Yoynu LaHashem Chazdoi. So David HaMelech is interpreting for us the mitzvah of giving Hoydoyah. And he describes for us four events in which a person has to give Hoydoyah. The Avudraham, the most extensive Rishon on Hilchas Tefillah, records a story. He quotes her in a Gershon Rabbi Shlomo, that one time there was a person in town that a certain days happened to his child. So he came to shul and he benched Goymel, Ubeirach Birchas HaGoymel. So Rabbi Gershon, Rabbi Shlomo says, V'ani ga'arti bo. I was upset with him. I made a drush against him. Why? Tosh, they told me two mistakes. What were the two mistakes? And he said, he made a brachal of Atala. He said, the first mistake was, a person only makes a Birchas HaNeis on a Neis which happens to themselves. And he says, the truth is, if a neis happens to a parent, one can make a birchas haneis for the parent. A birchas haneis is a bracha one makes when it comes to the scene of where the neis took place. So this Rishon that the Avraham is quoting, he said, if it come to the place where his father had a neis, alright, he makes a bracha then. The story that Avraham Volozhiner would make a bracha on the place where the Vilna Gaon had a neis. The Vilna Gaon was walking across the bridge gave way. Somehow the Vilna Gaon was able to get across anyways. Rav Chaim Volozhiner held the Vilna Gaon to be his spiritual father. So whenever Rav Chaim Volozhiner came to that bridge, he made the bracha sha'osa li neis v'mokei ma'sha'osa l'rebi neis v'mokei ma'zeh. So the Rabbeinu Gershom, Rav Shlomo says, would he be making a bracha for a neis which happened to a parent, even a grandparent, that he understands? But one doesn't make a birchas haneis on a neis which happens to a child. So Rabbi Gershom Rav Shlomo applied that logic to a birchas ha-goyimel as well. He said he made two mistakes. Mistake number one is, why is he making a bracha for a neis which happened to a child? This is halacha lamasa. This comes up very, very often. There's a person, if a child undergoes a procedure, if a child, Rachman al-Son, was in the Sakonis Nefoshes, and then came through from the Sakonis Nefoshes, so does the father make a bracha? So the Achronim discussed this. The Magen Avraham says that the father would not make a bracha. And other Achronim, I believe, Rav Yaakov Emden, would say that the father would make a bracha. I believe I've heard that the Rav would pass and that the father would make a bracha. And he would say, Hagoymel Lebni. And the Rav Elozer Waldenberg, he passed like the Magen Avraham, the father would not make a bracha. What's the issue when the father makes a bracha or not? So the issue, the way it's framed by the Magen Avraham and by Rav Yaakov Emden, is to look at the bracha itself. What's the bracha we're saying? Hagoymel Achayobim Tovos. What's Pshat and Hagoymel Achayobim Tovos? What are we saying? Kadosh Baruch Hu does good things for people who are chayiv. Hagomu l'chayovim tovos. So, the Rav Yaakov Emden says, chayovim tovos n'morak tziya, reshutes, he says, it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu does good things for people. Some of us deserve those good things, some don't deserve those good things. So Hagomu l'chayovim, some people to whom a Kadosh Baruch Hu is chayiv to do good things, he owes it to them, he gives them schar, they do mitzvahs. And there are many, many times, k'taytim yikol achsodim, where Kadosh Baruch Hu does good things if you don't deserve. That's the Yaakov Emden's approach. The Magen Avraham says, that's not pshat. The pshat is, Hagomu l'chayovim time is, we were chayiv not to be successful in this event. We were chayiv not to make it through in this event. We were chayiv, the pashri chayiv misa. In Yiddish, it's called an upkomenisht, that we make a bracha. That's how Rav Aldenberg explains this Magen Avraham. We're making a bracha that Kadosh Baruch Hu showed us that we were chayiv, we underwent a certain din, and we came through the din very well. So we say, Hagoymel l'chayovim toivos. So the Magen Avraham says, a child never goes through a din. A child is never chayiv misa. So it doesn't make sense to say, Hagoymel l'chayovim toivos. So the Morak Tzia says, what about Mitam Chinuch? Morak Tzia, the Yaakov Emden said, Paskins, that one should say, that's what the Rav's approach was, one should say, and even change the Nusach HaDin, the Nusach HaBracha, if the child can't make the Bracha for himself. But I think that the common approach is like Rav Waldenberg, following the Magen Avraham's approach, that's Pshat and Agoyim L'Chayov and Tovos. That was the first criticism that Rav Gersh and Rav Shlomo the Uram has for this person who made a bracha because his son had a certain death. And then he said the second criticism he had is that we only make the Birchas HaGoimel for these four events. A person who's traveling overseas, a person who's Holchei Midbarius, is through the desert, a person who's traveling, a person who gets sick, and a person who is put into prison. And they're very significantly different. That's what the Achronim point out. There's a famous Binyan Lesiyan that points out that the person who gets sick or puts into prison, that's beyond his control. But a person who goes overseas, who goes in the desert, that's very well within his control. That's the famous kasha of the Binyan Lesiyan. Yaakov Ettlinger says, how you talking that a person should plan a trip, he should buy tickets, he should go overseas, has a great time, and he comes back and he says, I was in a sakonis nefashos, the Baruch Hu saved me. If I was in a sakonis nefashos, why did I go there to begin with? The Gemara says in Shabbos, a person should not put himself into a sakonah. Me a day if a Kadosh Baruch Hu will help us out or not. So Binyan Tzin formulates a famous mahalach. He said, you see from this Gemara that a person is allowed to put himself into certain sakonis. Whether I put myself into a sakana or not is determined whether it's socially acceptable. The Gemara says, came in doshu le'rabim. If most people would do this, then it becomes mutter. That's what the Kishbaruch Hu tells us. However, the Gemara says that even so, that most people may do something, I still have to realize in retrospect that I may have undergone a certain kind of a din. So that's what the first point that Avraham makes. He says that when Chazal established this bracha of saying the Arbot Tzrichim Lahodos. So the Avraham says that was specifically for these four events. But the person who undergoes some other kind of sakana, so he would not say the Birchas HaGoyimel. So that is the machlokes all the way down to Shulchan Aruch. You have in the Reishit Tes, Sif Tes, the Shulchan Aruch quotes both positions. We have in source number 8, Hanei Arba Lav Davke. These four are not specific. The first position that the Magen Avraham says is against this Avud Raham. The last position, the last line is Yesh Amishen Mevorach Nagomel El Hanei Arba Davke. And therefore he says Tov Levorach Below Askar Shem Amalchus when it's something in between. But the first position of the Shulchan Aruch is Tehu Hadein Levi Shenasa Leines. Any time a person sees the Yad Hashem, Nuflov Kosel, God forbid, a wall comes down on him. Or he writes, Nitzal Medrisa Shorgani Gichosov. Or he gets, this is hard to interpret. Was he trampled? It wasn't. But the next line is easy to interpret. Osha Omar Olov Be'ir Arila Torfo. There was a bulldog, there was in this case a lion, who was challenging him, was confronting him, and he walked away. Nothing happened. So Shulchan Aruch says it's machlokes. Is it davka these four events or any time? This happens very often. Shabbos morning in shul, a person comes to shul and says that he had a terrible incident with a car. He was driving and he hit a deer. In Baruch Hashem, he came out unscathed. He slipped. When he was driving, he drove across the black ice. It was a terrible moment. It was a very frightening moment. And Baruch Hashem, he's walking in shul. The car was total, but he's doing fine. Does he make a Birchas HaGoyvel? So Shulchan Aruch says 2 days. It's not Yod HaYom, not Holchim Midbaris. There's no Chayle. It wasn't Beis HaSurim. But the first day it says, Mishanas Leines, Omar Lavarye. He was frightened. He thought that as he was slipping along and turning around on the highway, he was in his mind, anytime any other car comes, he's in oncoming traffic, God forbid. So he comes to shul, they say Birchas HaGoyim. So Mishneh Berurah says in this case, we would normally say, no Sofik Brachis Lahakel. We normally say 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, Machlaikas, so you go safe, is not saying the Bracha. Mishneh Berurah says, no, in this case, we say the Bracha. Why is that? Why do we say the Bracha if it's a Sofik Brachis, 2 days in Shulchan Aruch? So I think that's explained by a Prima Gonim. The Prima Gonim says, that Birchas HaGoyimel is different than other brachos. Why is that? So the Prima Gadim says that the Birchas HaGoyimel comes from Divrei Kabbalah. if the Megadim has in his psicha to Shulchan Aruch that if something is clearly a din deraisa, suffik deraisa lechumra. If something's a din derabbanon, suffik derabbanon lekula. If it's a bracha with a special din, that a bracha, we're always nervous about saying a bracha levatola, so you always go suffik brachas lehakel. However, he says, when it comes to a suffik midivre kabbalah, something which comes from the Nevi'im, how could it come from the Nevi'im? The Nevi'im cannot give us new halachas. But it means that if a Navi recorded something, if a Navi, it's a perfect example. David HaMelech b'Torah's Navi. David HaMelech was a king, David HaMelech was a Rav, he was passing in Shilas. David HaMelech said things b'Nevuah. So David HaMelech, he explained to us this parsha of the Korban Todah. The Korban, there's a din of giving a Korban Todah. The Torah is not explicit as to exactly when one gives a Korban Todah. So David HaMelech described to us four different events where a person feels that he's under a din shemayim, he feels that he's b'sakana, he cries out to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and if he comes through healthy and unscathed, so then he the end of the sentence, the machlokes rishonim, some say then he brings a korban todah b'zman beis hamikdash. And nowadays, where there's no korban todah, the Rosh says, so we say birchas hagomel. And the other rishonim say that David HaMelech explained to us the mitzvah of giving hoidoyah, and Anshei Knesset Agdol, David HaMelech said, Yodu Lashem. David HaMelech said, we should give thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu. There are many, many ways to give thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu. One give thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu by saying Mizrim Lasoda. One give thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu by giving tzedakah. The Gemara says that one gives thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu by giving money to the tzibur, to do good things for the tzibur. So there are many, many ways. So David HaMelech said in these four events, you should give Hoidoyah. Anshei Knesset Agdol then said, how do we fulfill David HaMelech's approach? By saying the Birchas HaGoyimel. So Prima Godim says, this is really a din mitam HaKabbalah. It's a Navi. It's David HaMelech as, either as a Rav, or as a Navi explaining the din deraisa of when one brings a Korban Torah, and explaining the din deraisa of people having to give Hoidoyah. So the Prima Godim says that this is a different category of Birchas HaGoyimel. And that's why we'll see that we don't simply say Sofik Brachis Lahakel. A child undergoes a procedure. So Machlekes Magen Rav and Mork Sias. I said that I think I heard B'Shem the Rav, that the Rav said one says a Brach in that case. Why did he say Sofik Brachis Lahakel? Rav Alderberg said one doesn't say because of the Magen Rav. But you see in this situation, we'll discuss a few other situations. The post can ultimately say Sofik Brachis Lahakel. Why? Because the Birchas HaGomel is maybe a key in mitzvah deraisa. I have a mitzvah deraisa to give hoidoyah. If I don't give hoidoyah, maybe I'm about to mitzvah deraisa. Chazal explained to us in certain situations how to give hoidoyah. So therefore, when it comes to the Birchas HaGomel, the poskim don't, their first approach is not Sofik Brachas. That's what we're saying over here as well. So Mishnah Berurah paskins, then in this case, I think this is the way that we practice as well. We do not limit the Birchas HaGomel only to these four situations. The din of Birchas HaGomel, it sounds like Mishnah Berurah points out, is even Omer Lav Aryeh, even if one is terribly, terribly frightened by some event. How frightened does one have to be? So that's a discussion also amongst the poskim. That's very, very hard to be mishar. Very often, right before laning, Shabbos morning, somebody comes over to me, they have to figure out, how frightened were you? When does a person say the Birchas HaGomel? So, once we've established that we say Birchas HaGomel beyond the four events, we still have to use these four events to determine the degree of fear, the degree of fright that a person has to have. So that is a discussion in the context of a person being sick. How sick must a person be, Rachman al-Itzlan, such that when he comes back to shul, we say he should say Birchas HaGomel? So we find in this area there are several shittas amongst the Rishonim of exactly how ill a person has to be. We find Rishonim who say that a person has to be, I think Rahayi Goyim says, one has to be a halachic chola. Halachic chola is a person who is nafal amishkav. On Shabbos, if a person on Shabbos is ill, so we're allowed to be mekel in Isuri de Rabbanon. We're allowed to have a goy, person needs medication on Shabbos. When is it mutter for a person to ask, for a Jew to ask a goy to get the medicine? When can one even make a call? So the halacha is if a person is nafal amishkav. If a person is ill, they are bedridden. If a person had like a flu-y symptom, he's a full gufay. So then the halacha is already a chola. So we would already allow ourselves to ask a goy to do something, to do a malacha for this person. So Rav Haigoyin says, Rav Haigoyin even goes further. Rav Haigoyin says, Mechush bi'alma. A person who's just not feeling well. So we don't pass him that way. But the Rajbo writes that if he's a halachic kola, that if Alpi Din, he's ill enough that if we would be asked a goy to do malacha of Alpi Din, he's ill enough that he wouldn't have to fast in the Tainis de Rabbanon. So then when he gets better, we should say a Birchas Hagoyim. So I don't think we pass on that. That's not the minig either. Every person that comes back from a flu, he doesn't say a Birchas Hagoyim. Well, flu season would have to end up, have to start dabbing 10 minutes earlier. So there is, however, a Rabbeinu Manoah who comments on the Rambam, who says, Afilu nitzol mi matzov she'ola lo v'isakona. That's a different Lashonis. That's a Lashon of the Maharal as well. The Ravid says, it's only if one had an ace. And the Rabbeinu Manoah says, even if one was saved from a close call, one didn't get to the ace, right? The Ravid would say, if God forbid a person had a terrible crash, and when the police come, they look around and they say, we don't know how you walked out. So then the rabbi would say, that's a Birchas Hagoyim. Right? But if a person had, went on black ice and went into oncoming traffic and had a spin, and Baruch Hashem, he moved the car out of the way and there were a lot of screeching, a lot of horns and people all over the place, but when the police come, alright, they write their report, they call who has to be called, but they're not impressed, let's put it that way. So then the Ravid would say, there was no nes over here. So we don't say Birchas Hagoyim, well, she gives tzedaka. A lot of other things you can do. You give tzedaka, you make a suicide doya, you have to express yourself, miserable soda. Not a Birchas Hagoyim. Rabbeinu Manoach would say, this was a Kadosh Baruch Hu saved him from a situation that was a sakana. Person, let's say, hits a deer. So, And the car is total. So I'm not sure what the Rabbin would say, but Rabbeinu Manoach would say that that's a situation in which a person would make a Birchas HaGoymel. It really comes down to the issue of how to understand the phrase HaGoymel HaChayovim Toivos. In other words, the Rabbeinu Manoach is pointing out that when we give Haidoya, what's going through our minds? And we said before, it's the idea of being saved from a din. So the Ravid says a nes. The Ravid says when David HaMelech described these four people, each one had a nes. A person who was yorid bayom, it means not that he had a cruise. It means he was yorid. You have to read what the Navi says. Like Tehillim says, he was yorid bayom, and there were terrible storms, and they weren't sure if they'd make it to port, and they cried out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Ravid says that's what happened. A person was chovish beis asurim. You go through the psukim. And the Ravid says, you describe over here what David HaMelech describes, Yochogu v'yano kashikar. He says it means when the ship was being moved around like a, we call it like a drunken sailor. That's where the phrase comes from. That's when a person has to make a Birchas HaGoymel. And a person, when David HaMelech describes the person who's traveling. He says the person was traveling in the desert and he's looking for some other civilization, doesn't find any indication of somebody. He's really scared. There's no directions, no GPS. He doesn't know he's going to make it out of this desert. He's in Sakonis Tefashas. That's what David Melch is describing. And Rabbi Manoach and the Rambam says that what's being described over here is something else. What's being described over here is that's the post by Yitzaku El Hashem Batzar Lehem. The person cries out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The way to understand this is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Hayu Shnayim She'olu Lavita V'chol Yen Shaveh. You'll have a situation, two people are bedridden. They have the exact same disease, the exact same diagnosis. They come into the disease with the exact same physical or physiological setting. And v'chein shnayim shol lagardim lidom, two people are in front of a court. They committed the same crime. V'din on Shava, and on the books they should get the same punishment. Sometimes you find a person, two people, same diagnosis, they're in the same hospital, same doctor, same treatment. One comes home, one, Rachman Lutzen doesn't come home. Two people in front of the same court, the same lawyers, the same prosecutors. One got through, one didn't get through. So, why did one make it? Why does one come back to shul and doesn't make it back to shul? One, as we said, atut kedavin, he davened very well. Mishpar Chol listened to his tefillah. Zez palel v'loy nene. So Gemara says that just begs the question. Gemara says, so why did one have a? Because Mishpar Chol responded, and one did not. Get a response. Zez balo tefillah shleima. Vizelos balo tefillah shleima. Because one knows how to daven. His tefillahs changed the din. Then the Gemara says, Vizelos a roimer, kan koidim gzardin, kan liach gzardin. One already had a gzardin. And one was still in the middle of the gzardin. One was still being judged by the Rabbonu Shalom. Gemara says in Shabbos, on the base of Medalas, Av gav heichem vibbeke. When does a person go under a din? So Rish Lakish says, "B'shoa she'ovim al hagesher." Person has to go on a precarious bridge. So he says, Gemara says, "Is that the only time a person is under a din?" No, Gemara says, anything like that, any precarious situation. The Gemara goes on to describe that Rav and Shmuel, they used to do what many Jews do when they go on flights. They look around who else is coming with them on the flight. Which other zechuyas, if it looks good or not. That they have some good zechuyas on this flight, they feel good. They go in and they go to security. They look around and they see that it doesn't look so good. They'll get some large trips of young people who may not, they get a little bit nervous. So Rav and Shmuel did the same thing. When they went on the bridge, they looked, who else on the bridge? So sometimes the Gemara says, Rav says, sometimes if he saw a goy, didn't go on the bridge. And Shmuel says, Fakert, because Baruch Hu doesn't deal with two nations at the same time. So he says, it was a safer situation. What's the point? The point is that we sometimes go into situations where we are inviting, the Gemara says, we are undergoing a din. So the Rabbeinu Menoyach says, if a person undergoes a din from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so then he has to thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu, HaGoy Malach HaYom Tev. The person doesn't think, I got through this din because I have so many zechuyas. The person figures out, I got through this din because a Kodesh Baruch Hu does chasadim for people who may even not deserve those chasadim. That's, we work with this idea in other contexts as well. It comes in 9 days. So 9 days, we limit our activities. What don't we do during the 9 days? We don't engage a shas asakana. Right? A person who has elective surgery, not during the 9 days. Why not? Because during the 9 days, we have an understanding that there's a din against Klal Yisrael, because Baruch Hu was judging Klal Yisrael. It's like he made a din. So during the 9 days, that's what we mean by a shas asakana. We don't engage a Yoim a din in a difficult time for Klal Yisrael. I remember Rabbi Ram Zatzal was one of my Rebbe when I came to yeshiva. So he was very concerned during the 12 months of Avelis. That people don't realize that one of the dinim, the 12 months of Avelis, one of the persons in Yud Beis Chodesh. So one of the dinim is that a person doesn't go on trips. A person has a business trip, has to take care of things, but not on a pleasure trip. So this is one of the reasons is because during the 12 months a person is tachas a din. So during a din, the person that does not engage the din, so to speak. A person has to realize that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was focused on that family. And therefore, one does not engage the din, one doesn't bring upon oneself any kind of din. So that's the machlokes. A person is ill. So how ill does a person have to be? How frightened does a person have to be? So what it really means is, does a person see himself as having undergone a din? Was a person in a shasa sakana? Did a person have a need, an extra tefillah to the Rebbe Shem? Was he under a Kodesh Baruch Hu scrutiny? So that's the machlokes, how it posed in the Malchus Rishonim. The Ravid says Birchas HaGoyim was a person was in a nest. It means he was in a situation where Al Pi Derech HaTeva, according to all natural laws, he should not be here. That's what he makes Birchas HaGoyim. And Rabbeinu Menoyach says, and he says this is Pshat in Rambam, because the Rambam, when he writes, if you have looked at the Rambam's Lashon, in the number 5, so the Rambam says, Cholish in his rapa. Sounds like any Chola. But even more so, when the Rambam writes the 4, he says, Cholish in his rapa, Chovosh, Shiyotzim Beis, a person who was in prison, Yorde Yom Kishalu, and Holchei Derachim Kishigil Yishov. So Rambam switched. He didn't say Holchei Midborius. He said Holchei Derachim Kishigil Yishov. So the Rabbeinu Menoyach says, because the Mishnah quotes, I believe, as well, that you see from this Rambam that the Rambam was not limiting himself to the 4. He expanded it. And Holchei Derachim Kishigil Yishov means he was in a situation, the Gemara says, that Kol HaDerachim Mecheska Sakana, that the Gemara's time traveling was a dangerous thing. So the Rambam was saying that any time a person did something which there was an extra sakana, it was a sakana that was mutter. But a person feels that they engaged a din, that they brought upon themselves scrutiny of their Rebbeinu Shalom, that they were in a precarious situation. The language of the Maharal, that they were in a situation that is fraught with sakana. That situation where sometimes people don't come out of the situation. So that's when a person would make a birchas hagom. I think that's how we would paskin. How far do we take this? A person was sitting on a bench and a stone falls right next to them. If they would have been sitting a few feet over, then God forbid, right? And as they rub in Eretz Yisrael, who was poking fun at the different shilas that he gets for Birchas Hagomo. So he would say, when somebody would ask him, he thought it was a frivolous case, because you know what that's like? That's like a person who's coming home, there's a straw, they still put, they don't have dryers in every place. They still put the clothes on the line to dry. So he says, that shila is like a person who comes home, sees that his wife has washed his pants, and has hung his pants on the line. And he says, my gosh, if I'd still be in those pants, I'd be in a terrible sakana. So he says, you have to know where to draw the line. So that's a question amongst the poskim. If a person is, chayorim kosa machloikis, a person is sitting on a spot in the park bench, and if he would have been 2 feet over, then God forbid he would have been a terrible sakana. So that's probably what we would say in that case, a person would give a lot of tzedakah. He would daven a very significant motive the next time he davens. But the lashon seems to be the gishenofal evan al rosho. That's what the post can point out, the Tashbetz points that out, and that's what we had a new tshuva from the Chavis Yor that was recently printed by Machon Yerushalayim, seemed to say in a similar fashion. Like the Maharil, that if a person was in a matzav situation of sakana, so then, and one came out when feels was under a din, the scrutiny of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then one makes the birchas hagoyim. One of the most common questions which comes up is when a person flies. And here we have several shitas. There are 3 shitas amongst the poskim when a person takes a plane. Does one make a birchas hagoyim or not? And many quote the Belzer Rebbe, the 3 shitas. Rebbe Moshe's shita is, and I think Rebbe Avadya Yosef, that whenever a person flies, even a flight that is meir l'ir, even a person commutes, Rebbe Moshe says, when we make a birchas hagoyimel. The other extreme is the Belzer Rebbe, and he's quoted by Rebbe Yaakov Breisch, that says that even if one travels overseas, this is the position of the Belzer Rebbe and also of Rav Dober Shvaidenfeld, the Shabina Rav. Shabina Rav was one of the great minds we had in the pre-war Europe and then made it to Eretz Yisrael. It's quoted by the Betzel HaChochma that nowadays traveling by flight doesn't have, we know the statistics are very, very, very good, and It's not the same sakana as traveling used to be. And therefore, the Belzer Rebbe initiated the discussion on the Svarim, and he passed in that one would say a Birchas Hagom without Shem and Malchus. A suffix, he wouldn't say Shem and Malchus. And then we find many poskim in between that the minhag seemed to be, this going back to earlier times, decades ago, the Minchas Yitzchak, Yitzchak Weiss, he points out that the minhag seems to be, and this is the way that Rav Alter paskens, that if a person is going overseas, so then a person should say the Birchas Hagoyim. If a person is traveling within the continent, so then one would not say the Birchas Hagoyim. What are the different, what's the basis for these different shitos? How did each one come to their conclusion? So the Belzer Rebbe, Rav Dovid Schwarnfeld, they said it's that traveling doesn't have the same sakana. The person used to travel when Chazal were talking about traveling, when David HaMelech describes traveling, Holchim Midbarais. So that was a situation where the person felt they were bisakana, the person felt they were, that at any time they could be pounced upon by pirates, by plunderers, and therefore they had a certain sakana, that they would hire people to watch them on the way. The other, and therefore they had a very great concern. The poskim who say that the Minchas Yitzchak and Lozer Waldenberg who say that one should make the bracha when travels overseas, so their primary approach is that when Chazal made the takana, based on David HaMelech, of traveling Me'eva LaYom or Me'eva LaMidbar, so that takana still applies. So if I travel from city to city, and I'm not overseas, so then I wouldn't make the bracha. Even if I travel down the coast, and sometimes I'm over water, that's not what Chazal had in mind. Chazal had in mind when I was on the high seas. So that formulation would still apply if a person is traveling in the air overseas. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is quoted as taking issue with that. He said, Me'eva LaYom means that you're mamish on the water, not that... Not to evaluate the degree of sakana, but does it fit the model that Chazal established? Rav Moshe Kedarko Bakodesh has a novel approach to try to figure out whether one would make a bracha or not when one travels. And his shita, as novel as it is also adopted by Rav Avadi Yosef. And for a little bit of a different reason, Rav Pinchas Epstein, who was the rabbi of Yerushalayim several decades ago. Rav Moshe's approach is that when Chazal formulated this idea of traveling on the high seas, what they were formulating for us is any time that a person is traveling and is in a situation where left to that without intervention, they would be in a sakana. So that's when you make a Birchas Hagoyim. If left to one's own devices, if it wouldn't have one, if one would not have constant, ongoing concern and care, so one would have, one would be very, very threatened, then I would sort of say is nusach, then one should realize that one is in a sakona situation and one is undergoing some kind of a din. So Rav Moshe says, a person is flying. So without ongoing careful intervention, careful guidance, one would, God forbid, be in a sakona situation. So he says, it's the same thing. That's why he says that if you're traveling in an airplane, he says, kevon she'ivel lefama happens, it happens sometimes that something goes wrong in the plane. So he says, so therefore you see that it's not a sure fire deal that one's going to land. So therefore one makes a bracha when one lands. He says, Al chesed yosek katan mimah shoya. But even though traveling now is not the same, I don't need the same zchuya, so to speak. If the travel to travel successfully from one city to the next city. Nevertheless, so it's a little bit of less chesed, but it's the same genre of chesed that Chazal were saying would require Birchas Hagoyim. So that's what Rav Moshe says, even from city to city. The Rav Avadi Yosef comes to the same conclusion in a different approach. He says, if you look at the Navi, David HaMelech says, what's the big nais? The big nais is that I arrived at my point of destination. El Machois Chetzam. So any time a person was in any kind of where the getting to their destination was somewhat challenged, they would make this kind of this bracha. Halacha l'masa, people ask me, so I would say if a person is a Talmud of Rav Moshe on Lowry side, so then I guess one has to follow Rav Moshe's position. It's not the kind of thing that was easy to test. In Rav Moshe's time, the Lower East Side people were not flying all over the place. So it wasn't, it's hard to figure out. In our time nowadays, I think we clearly do not follow Rav Moshe's approach. People are flying day in and day out for business purposes. We don't find, again, every Monday and Thursday lines of people saying Brachas HaGoyimel. We don't make a clap every Monday and Thursday that ever, who's ever just flown the last couple of days should make a Brachas be Yotzei with somebody. We don't do that. So it seems to me that the general minog is not to follow Rav Moshe or Rav Adi Yosef. However, if a person is a Talmud of Rav Moshe, if a person is follows Rav Adi Yosef's psukim, so then one would have to make a Brachas HaGoyimel when everyone travels, everyone flies. On the other hand, it would seem to me that the minhag is somehow settling down, with some communities following the position of the Belzer Rebbe, of not making brachos even flying internationally. But I never see people make a brach without Shem and Malchus. They don't really follow through the way they think should follow through. It seems to me that the common minhag, and this was the minhag that the Minchas says was prevalent in decades ago, was when one travels internationally across the ocean or across a desert, so then one should make a Birchas HaGoyimel. Even traveling across the desert, when people travel from Tel A and back, I don't see people saying a Birchas HaGoyimel because they travel to Los Angeles. They go over a desert. So our minhag seems to be somewhat inconsistent, that we make a Birchas HaGoyimel when we travel across the ocean. It would seem to me that it makes sense that if there are several people traveling across the ocean, so only one person should make the bracha and the other should be yotzei with that bracha. So I think that's where the minhag is settled. So you'll tell me it's somewhat inconsistent. It is inconsistent, but it may be consistent with the underlying idea of the Birchas HaGoyimel. And the underlying idea is that if a person is in a situation where they understand they were oilu legardim, that they were in a sarkana situation, so then, and they understood that they were undergoing a din from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So in that case, Chazal said that we should make a Birchas HaGoyimel L'Chayovim Tovos. Question comes up very frequently, should a woman make the Birchas HaGoyimel after childbirth? So here too, it's clear from the Mishnah Berurah that a woman should make a bracha after childbirth. She underwent a sakana. The issue was first raised by the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, in an introductory note to the Simen Reish test, so he says that in his time, women did not make a Birchas HaGoyimel. Probably because for women to get a minyan together was difficult, because the women did not make a Birchas HaGoyimel. So the Magen Avraham says, why should that be? If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, this is one of the situations where the Mishnah Berurah says that a husband can say a Birchas HaGoyimel for his wife, because it's Isha Kegufoy. In other words, when a person's spouse undergoes a Hatzola, they themselves underwent the Hatzola. So therefore, it's a personal bracha. There's even a discussion amongst the Poskim whether one says HaGomel HaChayobim Tovos Shegmalani Koltov, or says Shegmalani Ishti Koltov. The Mishnah Berurah entertains the idea of changing the Nusach HaBracha then, as we discussed before, that the Rav, but I've heard B'Shem the Rav, that he would say HaGomel Livni Koltuv. So the Magen Avraham says that in his time the women did not have this minhag to do it. I think nowadays the minhag Noshim is to make a Birchas HaGoyimel. There are many different ways in which people do this. Sometimes the husbands make the Birchas HaGoyimel, but the Mishnah Berurah says if one takes that approach, then one's wife should be in the Ezes Nashim in shul at that time. And there are shuls that have women saying the Birchas HaGoyimel from the Ezes Nashim. My own approach is that after davening, we get a minyan together, and the woman says the Birchas HaGoyimel in front of a minyan, as the original takana was, even without the Kriya Satara at that time, because that's probably the way that was established for women. Now, but the Magen Avraham makes a very important point. And Magen Avraham says, so why do women make a Birchas HaGoyimel? So he says, it must be because this bracha is not a chiyuv, it's a rishus. Person can make the bracha. He's not mechuyev to make the bracha. So since one's not mechuyev to make the bracha, he says there are other ways he can say thank you. He gives tzedakah, he can say thank you. He can say mizvah lasod, he can say thank you. So one doesn't have to make the bracha. And the Prima Godim, and this Magen Avraham says, he says, Eina yedeya man emir mishus. A very strong lush to Prima Godim. I don't know where the Magen Avraham is coming from. I don't know where this idea of rishus. There is a famous rivet at the beginning of the ninth parak of brachos, that on many of the brachos that are recorded in the Mishnah, beginning of the ninth parak, many of the birchas harviyah. So the rivet says that those are birchos rishus, that Chazal gave us the opportunity to make a bracha. The rivet says that a person has the right to make a bracha. It's not a bracha levatola, it's not a skoshim shemaim levatola. But the Prima Godim says, but over here it says, Arbon Srichin Lahodos. This comes from David HaMelech. This is the Rambam, the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch, has all a chiyuv to make Givayda. We described before that according to Prima Godim, it's a chiyuv which is more than most other brachas. So I think that's the approach that we normally take. We don't assume that it's a rishos and it's up to every person to make their own decision. So our common practice, I think, should be that women should make the Birchas HaGoyimel. And I would adopt the practice of women making it on their own. Nowadays, women do many things on their own, which in years gone by, they wouldn't have. So this is something which seems to be a chiyuv for a person to make their own bracha. Why should they be samech on somebody else's bracha? Let's take a few questions, and then we'll make a sikkum. Go ahead. Right. So I would think so. In other words, I would think that if one's practice is not to make a birchas hagomel upon flying, right, or if one's traveling from city to city, but there was a particular event that happened, for example, the seat next to you went on fire or something, so the people who are listening to this tape in a few years may not remember that, but so then one would say, if sometimes when you look at the attitude of the security people, you want to make a Birchas HaGoyimel when you finish. So, but if said there was some major event, if there was a time when things were popping open and the masks came down, yeah, so then I think everybody would say that's a situation where one makes a Birchas HaGoyimel.
The second question was regarding someone who has a premature baby. How would that play into...
That's a very good question. The truth, I don't know that's discussed in the post. So again, I would think in that case, Laniya's Daiti, I would follow the approach of the Magen Avraham, that one doesn't say that there was a din against this baby. But nevertheless, in that situation, I would say the mother, when the mother gives birth, they always are undergoing a shasa sakana. Al pidin, every woman who gives birth undergoes a sakana. And that's why we keep Mechal Shabbos for a woman who's in childbirth. So when the mother makes the Birchas HaGoyimel for herself, or whatever the minhag of that community is, if the husband makes it for his wife, they should make it for the child as well. Even though the timing will be off a little bit, it could be the child is still in hospital, but that's the way I would practice in that case.
Why would you prefer, I believe the Bar Gaol also says that the woman used to make the bracha from behind the machitzas, especially
yeah.
A really old minhag.
Yeah.
Why would it be preferable to make the bracha after davening, as opposed to simply making it during Kriyas HaTorah, where they simply stop and say, we have Mrs. So-and-so, she's going to say Kriyas HaGoyimel, everybody should please answer Amen.
Right, so one of the issues, which we don't like discussing, is the Tzirif HaMinyan on the other side of the machitza. Right, our practice is to generally assume that the minyan is that the mechitza does not interrupt the minyan. Right, we don't like discussing this too much. But let's say if a person comes to shul, right, and he's running a little bit late, so he wants to run to the Ezra's Noshim, and he's the only one there. It's a big shaila whether he's part of the minyan or not. So again, we would paskin, when push comes to be paskin, that this Beis HaKnesses, the nature of a Beis HaKnesses is to override the barriers inside, the mechitz inside. And one could argue further, in defense of what you're saying, that in addition to that, it could be that the Birchas HaGomel a minyan of women might be enough, because it may not be a Dovish of Bekdusha, it may just be a question of giving it person of 10 people. Right? So there is strong grounds to say that the ideal way to do it is to do it during the laning, because during the laning was the minhag to say Birchas HaGomel, and to do it in that fashion. And that means it was a minhag in Vilna, so it doesn't get better. Right, my own preference, I have to say, I was unaware of the Baragola, maybe I have to reevaluate. My own preference is I don't get involved just to override the issue of where the minion is. If one does require a minion, and if the mechitz interrupts the minion, so then it's easier to do it in a fashion afterward. And practically speaking, it's something that's just easier, that the woman doesn't have to get to shul at the right time, just practically. And there are many women who feel uncomfortable, and that's minig nashim. As soon as they feel uncomfortable having a big clap in a big shul, if it's a small shul, they may feel more comfortable a big clap, and they say the bracha. So it means encouraging women to do something which many may feel is not within their understanding of tznius. This raises another question that comes up every so often. Let's say a person did something stupid. And Kadosh Baruch Hu was good to them anyways. They don't want to bench Gomel in public. Right? They're nervous. They're going to bench Gomel in public and they're going to ask what happened. So they have to say, well, they were driving without a seatbelt, right? So they're going to be terribly embarrassed, right? They were not ready for the ski slope, and everybody knows they weren't ready for the ski slope. And what are they doing on the ski slope with trees? You know, they shouldn't be there to begin with. So they're going to be embarrassed. So that's the machlokes poskim. According to the Magen Avraham, it's a reshus. So, all right, so give a lot of stuff instead. But the Prima Gadim would say, figure out how you cover for your birth in a different way, but you should make the bracha.
What about if you're driving in a car, a routine car trip, but you're going maybe from Los Angeles to here, but you're in a desert, a little bit of a desert.
Right.
If it's a vacation, you're in a car, weightless Takana there, but it's a desert.
Right, so I think our minig is, the question is a good question, and it's Sarachian. I think that if our practice is not to make, when a person goes to the Grand Canyon, so if a person drove there, I don't think that we make a bracha in that case. It could be that our view of the desert is different. If a person is actually trekking through the desert, he's backpacking, so then maybe he should make the bracha. He's backpacking with a certain amount of water, so he should make the bracha. I think that the way that we view it nowadays is if a person on a major highway and happens to go through the desert, and he has his cell phone, and he has his GPS, and there are police patrols, so they look at it differently. It's not really Yorid L'Midbar. I think that's how we look at it.
Is there any taking into account of, let's say, the fear factor? In other words, if you're in a situation where you actually feel afraid, even if it's something related to a rock falling right next to you, but, you know, like a massive boulder comes crashing down, yeah, like 2 feet away from you, would that be any different than, let's say, a simple rock falling into the sea, as opposed to, let's say, modern day flying over an ocean, where, like you said, statistically, it's really not much of a danger. So
I think the fear factor is a determining factor, as long as within a normal range. Yeah. Right? If a person is a hypochondriac, every time they get the flu, so they're already checking with insurance how many tests they can have. So then that would not, within a normal range, right? So a person is sitting down and a kid throws a rock and they make also the cheshbonos. That wouldn't work. But within a normal range, the fear factor would be a concern, yeah. I'm trying to do it quickly so I don't take anybody else's time.
What would be the
mark
to say that
Rosh Hashanah is deraisa? You can't say it's a kiyum deraisa. Right? In other words, you can say it's a divrei kabbalah, but a kiyum deraisa. Why a kiyum deraisa? Because if you look carefully at the Rashi in Vayikra Zayin Yud Beis, so Rashi describes on the pasuk of a korban toda. The language is very, very interesting. He writes that in Maldvar Hidol Nation Nasalo Tzrichan Hodo Shekosuf Behen. He quotes the pasuk Tehillim. Im al achas me'elin noder shloma lolu shal me'ito dehein uto unais lechem. So the Rashi understands that when I read the pasuk of the korban toda, so David HaMelech explained to us that the way that one fulfills the mitzvah of giving ha'idoya is in these situations. Rashi says, interesting lashon, if one makes a neder on a shlomim, so then it will become a korban torah. So my obligation, I have an obligation in this situation to give ha'idoya, and it has the impact that if I give a korban, it transforms into a korban torah. The Rashi in the Gemara Menachos is a stronger language, and he actually says that this is what it means by a toda chova. What's a toda chova? Some say toda chova means a korban toda that got lost and have to replace it. And I created the chiv myself. But Rashi in Menachos on Ayin Testament base says that it means I was mechuyev to give this korban toda. And then the Rush in the same location says that the Birchas goes in place of a korban toda. So if you put all this together, then David HaMelech, and since David HaMelech cannot make new halachas, so it means David HaMelech was explaining to us that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to give Ha'idoya in these situations. Right? If we have a Beis HaMikdash, Korban Torah. No Beis HaMikdash, the Birchas HaGomel comes in its place. It would be a key minute in the Raisa. So let's just make a sequence to finish off so that the next speaker can start. And that is that we explain that the Birchas HaGomel is a discussion amongst the posts with the Chiv or Rishos. If it's a Chiv, then it's whether it's a Chiv Medivre Kabbalah and a Kiyum in a Mitzvah Deiraisa. And that might be why we would tend to be Machmir and not apply Safek Brochis Lahakel. We discuss whether it's Davka, the four situations, or whether it goes broader than those four situations. Mishnah Berurah Paskins go broader. We discussed what is the nature of the fear that's involved, the fright that's involved, the different shittas of a chola, and we came up probably with the minhag being that if a person was in a situation where they understand that they are under Kodesh Baruch Hu's scrutiny, they're under a din, then when they come through, they say, Agomel Achayogim Tovos, that if it's a young child, it's a machlokas based on Hilarim Pshat and Gomel Achayogim, where the person is chayav, or whether it means Kodesh Baruch Hu does chasadim for all sorts of people. We discussed the three different shittos as to what the halacha is when one travels, and it's important to conclude in a similar fashion to the way that we began. That the Mishnah Berurah records at the end of Siman Reish Tes, he says that there are many, many ways to give Ha'idah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So in certain situations, there is a specific din of giving Ha'idah through the Birchas HaGomel. But the Mishnah Berurah says at the end of Reish Ches, that a person who had an ace, he should give staka as much as he can. And he should give it to Lomdei Torah. And he should say, Harani Noisin Zelet staka, V'yiratzon, that Sheinechsha B'makom Korban Torah. That I would be chayv, would we have a Beis HaMikdash. And a person can give staka for Tzorchei Rabim. And a person can say, Stipler said, a person can say Parshas Torah, a person can say Nishmas, a person can get an aliyah, and when he says Baruch Hu, he can have in mind that he's giving a hodoyah for the next. Chavis Yori says when he says in Modim al nisech shbechol mimonu, he should have that in mind, and a person can and should make a sudas hodoyah. If a person had a nace happen to them, then they should make a sudas hodoyah with family. Or if they want, with friends as well, and they should consider, depending on the gravity of the days, making an anniversary of that day as well. We should never be in a mokim sakana, and we should never have to know the Birchas HaGomel, but we should always be grateful because Kadosh Baruch Hu's nisim shebechol yom yivonah.
It might have been very hate, if not very.